Hey everyone, happy Sunday. As you can probably tell from the title of today's episode, yes, I will be appearing on America's Most Wanted, Missing Persons, which will be premiering on Fox tomorrow night, 8 p.m. East Coast time, and then also on Hulu on Tuesday. So I wanted to hop on here and talk about how we got to this point and why this project is so important to me and hopefully important to you. So let's start at the beginning. A few weeks ago, the production team from America's Most Wanted reached out to me and asked if I'd be interested in being on a panel of experts that were going to discuss missing persons cases. And then the host of the show would be Harris Faulkner, who is very passionate about these types of cases as well. And so they broke down the show and they said, we're going to do three cases. We're going to then throw it to the panel of experts and you guys are going to dissect and analyze the case, break down what can be done going forward, and then have a call to action where people can call in if they have any tips. Sound familiar? So as you can imagine, I was completely on board. I said, where do I sign? So after the brief, you know, business stuff that comes with any TV show, they gave me the cases, which was Sebastian Rogers, Daniel Robinson, and the Missouri Six. And I'm not going to break down the Missouri Six right now. I'm sure the first two cases, you guys probably know I covered Sebastian here. The Missouri Six is going to be a more intricate case. And if you watch the episode, we'll break it all down. But I flew down to Atlanta. I met the rest of the panel, which was Payne Lindsay from Up and Vanished, Elizabeth Smart, who I'm sure many of you are familiar with. She was abducted as a child, and there were tips that came in that ultimately led to her being found. One of those tips, some of them, I guess I should say, came in from America's Most Wanted. So she has a personal connection to this show, and she really does add a lot of value. We also had Callahan Walsh, and then obviously Harris Faulkner. So broke down the cases. It was great. I loved the direction of the show. I love the passion behind the project, not only from the panelists, but also the production team. You know, we were having lunch talking about the directions this show could go and the potential impact it could have on these unsolved cases. And you know me, I was down there saying, hey, if this continues to go on, I got another couple hundred cases right now that we could cover here. And I was hinting to a few of them, but I understood that I was only there for one episode. So I did my job and then I flew back home. And I thought that I was done at that point. I was happy to be part of the project in a small way. And I knew that they were filming episode number two later that week. They did do that. I don't know who was part of that panel or what cases they covered. But then this past week, I got a call from them again. And they said, hey, we'd like you to be part of episode number three. So they sent me the cases. It was Savannah Hale, Terrence Woods Jr., and Chelsea Grimm. You may know some of those cases, you may not, but if you tune into the episode, you absolutely will. I spent the entire week researching those cases, diving into the details, learning as much as I could, and then I flew back down to Atlanta earlier this week. Flew down there, met with the panel, and in this episode, episode number three, it's Joseph Petito, Payne Lindsay, and then Kara Chamberlain Robinson. I hope I'm saying her name right. She was the young girl who was abducted from her driveway at gunpoint. Her offender put her inside of like a bin and told her not to make a noise. And she was resilient and brave enough to escape her captor and actually identify where he was held up and led police to him. And when they started to track him down and chase him down, he actually killed himself. That's what the cowards normally do. So if you don't know her story, make sure you look that up. But again, fascinating background, what she's been through, what Joseph Petito's been through. They all contributed a lot to the conversation, and the episodes, I'm biased, were incredible. And I love the call to action and what we're asking people to do who are watching. So as I sit here right now, it's a Saturday. As you can tell, I'm not in my normal attire. I'm not all dressed up. I apologize for that. I wanted to make sure that I promoted this on every platform that I have to do my part, because as I sit here right now, and I'm being honest with you guys, if this limited series does very well, my guess would be that Fox would do more episodes. Nobody's told me that. Nobody's promised me that. But if people are watching this show at a higher rate than some of their other shows, more than likely they're going to do more of them. And all this complaining I do about these networks and streaming services that don't cover unsolved cases, I've also told you that the reason behind it is because I personally believe they feel that nobody's going to watch. We have an opportunity starting Monday night to prove them wrong and to prove Fox right. And when this show airs, I'm hoping that all of you tune in. And I would really appreciate it if you all set your DVRs and be on social media, be active, use the hashtag America's Most Wanted to promote the show, talk about the show, and most importantly, hashtag it and talk about other cases that you want to see covered. I want this not to be the anomaly. I want it to be the norm. And you have a chance to help me with that, because otherwise we're going to just continue to do it here. And I have no problem with that, but I would love to see the big boys doing it as well. I would love to see everybody going in this direction as far as true crime is concerned, where we can literally change the trajectory of what's being covered in the true crime space. And then as far as the show is concerned, yes, I would love to see it continue on and more cases be covered. But even if it isn't, I would love to see the cases that we covered over these three episodes have one of them be solved. There's a lot of people who are going to be watching, a lot of eyes on it. And I'm hoping that someone calls in and we get that proof of concept where if these cases are shared on a national level, there's going to be someone who comes forward and does something about it to give these families the answers they deserve. What does that mean for Detective Perspective as far as this week coming up? Unfortunately, I wasn't able to record an episode. Why? Whenever I dive into a case, I give it everything I got. I want to break it down from start to finish. I want to know everything about it so that I can relay the facts to you the best I can. And the last thing that I would ever do is phone it in when it comes to a real case involving real people. So I frankly just didn't have the time to do it, to devote to it like I normally would. And I would never just rush a case that involves someone really looking for our help just for the sake of putting an episode out there. That's not what this show is. So I'm already researching the next case. It will be out the following week. But in exchange for not putting out an episode, I will be doing a live later this week on Detective Perspective's YouTube channel to talk about the America's Most Wanted episode. So I'm not going to leave you guys hanging this week. You'll have two opportunities to see me. Once on Monday, America's Most Wanted, and then later in the week on a live where we'll discuss the cases that were covered on the show. Again, guys, I thank you for all the love and support that you show me here. You've been so good to me with this little show that we have here. You're the ones that got me over 100,000 subscribers. You're the ones that proved to a lot of people that there's a group of individuals out there who want to help and want to hear about those cases that are unsolved. I'm hoping we can prove it on a national level. I'm hoping that these network executives see the numbers after this premiere and realize that there's a need for this. I'm so excited about this show and the potential impact it could have not only on the true crime community, but also all those families that are desperate for answers. I'm going to do everything in my power to ensure the show's a success, and I hope you join me in that pursuit. We need to let everybody know that although these people are missing, they matter, and their stories deserve to be told. And going forward, we want to see more cases like this. I'll see you tomorrow night.